This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We did it. Somehow we made it to the final hour on this Meat Friday. Come on in. Stay for the full hour if you can. Smoked baby back ribs, green chili mac and cheese, cornbread, all on the Traeger. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Also, it's the final fork. You can vote on this. Go to danpatrick.com. Chicken parm versus grilled cheese. And then you have the French dip versus Nashville hot. It's the final fork, and you can vote on that. While you're at danpatrick.com, sign up for the newsletter as well. This is going to be known as the earthquake show. We had an earthquake about 40 minutes ago. And, you know, Al Michaels did this in San Francisco at the World Series and probably won a sports Emmy because of that. But it was a big one. What was it, 4.8? 4.8.
What's the max? Is there like, is that like high on the list?
I would think that would be above average. I think the one I was in was 3.5, and when I was in Los Angeles, and I remember being with a guy at his house. He goes, "Go stand in the doorway," and I go, "Okay." So we stood in the doorway, and then it quickly passed. Then everybody goes outside, and then you kind of take inventory of the neighborhood, and then everybody resumes what they were doing at the time before the earthquake. Yes, Eden.
And apparently, there are, and I know there's a good, huge portion of our audience that's probably getting a kick out of us talking about this, but at being much more experienced. But there, apparently there's rollers and shakers. Those are two different types of earthquakes.
Okay.
And street gangs.
Rollers are more like a wave that you can almost like see coming, like when it's coming down the street and you're like, oh crap, that's an earthquake coming. That's a roller. Shakers are more like buildings start to shake. I think we just had a shaker.
Yeah, feels like a shaker.
I think we had a shaker.
Yeah, Paul.
According to the United States government's website on earthquakes, 5.3 is a moderate earthquake where damage could be had. Anything above 5, they said, damage could be done to a building, and your building is in danger of structural problems. Once you get to 6 and above, that's a strong earthquake.
Okay. 4. Yeah, it rocked the eastern seaboard is what it did. Just practicing in case I get back into hard news.
Rocked the eastern.
Yes. This just in, an earthquake, 4.7, rocked the eastern seaboard. We'll have more coming up. Yes, Todd.
Now, the epicenter was in New Jersey. Were they celebrating that NIT victory by Seton Hall so much that they created some kind of craziness with the ground?
Go Pirates.
Okay.
Go Pirates.
Yeah. Seton Hall wins the NIT.
The Beast of the East.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We've spent 2 hours celebrating it. Now it's time to move on to other things.
The Big East is going to win all three major tournaments, men's, women's, NIT.
Okay.
Let's go.
Called your shot, huh?
Let's go.
Called your shot.
That's right.
By the way, the odds to win the men's title, it's UConn followed by Purdue. two, and then distant third, NC State and Alabama are tied. The point spreads for this weekend, NC State getting 9 against Purdue, and Alabama getting 11.5 versus UConn. As far as the women, UConn, the women are getting 2.5 versus Iowa, NC State getting 11.5 versus South Carolina. You can bet. They have prop bets. I don't like that they have these prop bets, but they are entertaining. Caitlin Clark, over under points tonight. Marvin, UConn apologist.
32.5.
Paulie.
34.5.
Todd.
28.5.
Seton.
Ooh, I was going to 27.5.
33.5. Paige Beckers, over under. A UConn apologist, Marvin.
28.5.
Paulie.
26.5.
Bloop.
Nice. Nailed it.
Over under threes for Caitlin Clark tonight.
47.5.
No. Paul, over under threes. Made threes for Caitlin Clark tonight.
6.5.
Marvin.
8.5.
Todd.
7.5.
Seton.
10.5?
5.5.
That's halftime.
That is
5.5.
Insulting.
Over under assist for Caitlin Clark tonight. Seton O'Connor.
8.5.
Bloop. Marvin.
6.5.
Paul.
0.
0 assist for Caitlin Clark. Todd?
11.5.
10.5. 10.5. That's a pretty good stat line if you said you're getting 33 out of Caitlin Clark and 10 assists. So I think you're going to need a little bit more than that. And that's where teammates coming in. If she doesn't have a monster game, if Paige Beckers is able to kind of match what she puts up, then it's going to come down to the supporting cast and who has a hot hand there. But those are just some of the numbers there. I do have odds to win the Masters. Just got those from DraftKings. Scottie Scheffler's the big favorite. Then it's Rory. John Rahm, welcome back. Brooks Koepka, welcome back. And then you have Xander Schauffele. So Scheffler is plus 400 to win the Masters. Rory is plus 1,000. Tiger is plus 13,000. His odds are better than Phil Mickelson, who is plus 15,000.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day, yay. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, Rory McIlroy talked about how ratings are down and maybe a way to improve those golf ratings.
I know this isn't the be-all end-all, but I mean, if you look at the TV ratings of the PGA Tour and the, you know, this year, you know, they're down 20% across the board. It's a fifth. That's big. I would say the numbers on LIV aren't great either in terms of the people tuning in. I just think with the fighting and everything that's went on over the past couple of years, people are just getting really fatigued of it, and I think it's turning people off men's professional golf, and that's not a good thing for anyone. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the four major championships do. I mean, or even the three, because put Augusta aside, I think that's sort of a, you know, that sort of lives in its own world. But it'll be really interesting to see how the major championship numbers fare compared to the other bigger events, because there's an argument to be made if the numbers are better and you've got all the best players in the world playing, then there's an argument to say, okay, we need to get this thing back together. But on the flip side, if the numbers aren't as good, it's an argument to still say we need to put everyone back together because people are losing interest in the game, even if they don't want to tune into the four major championships.
Yeah, you got to get everybody back together. You can't afford to have the sport fragmented. And the question is, how do you get everybody back sort of on the same page? How do you coexist? By the way, Todd will have his one dining moment, his song, have that for you coming up. He did it with one take, which is really remarkable. When you think about the singing ability of Todd Fritz, I'm not surprised at all. Here is Todd's take off one shining moment. Since this is the Final Fork in Championship Week in Elite Eight, we gave you the one dining moment.
Mm-hmm. served. Meats are carved. You're drooling with anticipation, 'cause you're so starved. You've logged sandwich years. They don't see your taste buds glow. All that hard work, well, now it shows. In one dining moment, it all tastes divine. One dining moment, stuff your face but no wine. No, the scale's not off. Yes, the pounds pack on. You say I'll have just one more until the plates are gone. Now your jeans won't close. What's a man to do? Your stomach's full and your bowels are too. That one dining moment, how did you get so wide? One dining moment, be it grilled, baked, or fried. Yes, one dining moment, bon appetit. One dining moment, feel that grill heat. That one dining moment, no fork, spoon, or knife. One dining moment, the time of your life. One dining moment, from 8 down to 1. One dining moment, can't you taste all the fun? That one shining moment, who's got it better than us? Our one shining moment, nobody does.
Now, that wasn't purposely bad, correct?
It was not purposely bad. I was trying to make that something.
Okay. And then the music ran out, and then you're still singing.
Yeah, so we went a couple of verses too long.
We were kind
of
off a little bit there.
Yeah, that was my
and
best
effort. Even more incredible, that was one take.
Yeah, and it wasn't a skit or a bit or be like an SNL something.
No, it was
foolish.
Very serious. Yes, yes, Seton.
And just to be clear, Todd, you could hear the music.
I could hear the music.
You could, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it wasn't edited after the fact or something.
Yes, Paul.
So our great production team in back, they taped it, and they gave him a chance. They said, Todd, what do you think? Would you like another try or two? And like, nope. All good.
And nailed
he walked
it.
Out the building.
I think it was going to get progressively worse if I kept doing it.
Nailed it.
Impossible.
Nailed it. You did it. Thank you. Even right out of the gate when you start it, it comes at you pretty fast here.
The food is served. The food is all come.
All right.
Like the food. You like that part?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. You nailed it.
I thought there were some interesting lines in there. We can goof on the singing portion of it. But
yeah, I thought it was well written.
I'll take that.
It wasn't well sung, but it was well written.
I did go into it trying to make it like a fun, serious thing. Which is obviously now like the butt of all of it.
That makes it even worse that you were actually trying to.
I'm being dead honest. I was like, how could I make this awful and silly and just get ripped for it? That wasn't the plan.
My thanks to Rob and the BRGs who put all that together. This just in. Bronny James. I've had a year with some ups and downs, but all added to the growth for me as a man, student, and athlete. I've made the decision to enter the NBA draft while maintaining my college eligibility and will also be entering the NCAA transfer portal. Thank you to USC for an amazing freshman year, and as always, thankful for my family, friends, doctors, athletic trainers, and fans for their support. That's Bronny Jr. I wondered if he would go to Duquesne, SMU, Oregon, or Ohio State. LeBron's high school coach, still coaching at Duquesne. Is that right, Marvin?
So his high school coach retired. Now it's his high school teammate. Is that now the head coach at Duquesne?
Okay. SMU, Andy Enfield just left to take the job. Eric Musselman just took the USC job. Now you have Oregon and Ohio State, which I think they were on his original list there of teams. So he's got his options open here that he's going to transfer. And also entering the NBA draft. So that's kind of keeping all your options open. I don't know if that means he could go back to USC, but he is entering the transfer portal. I want to make sure I get the wording correct here. I made the decision to enter the NBA draft while maintaining my college eligibility will also be entering the NCAA transfer portal. Yeah, I hope he stays, gets another year, gets healthy, because you start the year with that health scare, and then you're trying to play catch-up. And, you know, there were times when, I mean, he'd have moments, but he's not a great player, but he's certainly not a finished product. But I think having one more year, and maybe you're the focal point of the team. Maybe a couple years. But here's the thing. I don't know how much pressure is on him to get into the NBA, because his dad is going to continue to play until he comes in. Let's say he stays two more years in college. Does LeBron want to play this year, next year, and the year after that? I don't know. But I would think that that would factor in, because LeBron has been very vocal about playing with Bronny, hopefully on the same team. But adds a little more pressure to what you're doing. Yes, Eaton.
It does add a little more pressure to it. Yep. I mean, is he going pro because he's ready?
No.
Or is he going pro because his dad needs him to?
That's what it feels like.
And not needs him to in terms of, like, but like, hey, if we're going to do this,
yep,
I think you got to do it this year, because I don't know that I'm going to have it for another. I don't know that I can wait two more.
I get the feeling he's going to just transfer to play one more year of college basketball. Now, LeBron said, look, he's got some decisions to make. I hope Bronny gets to make the decision, because if you're going to make that decision where you know this is really, really important to his dad, and I'm guessing it's really important to Bronny, but it feels like it's more important to LeBron that he gets to play basketball with his son. But he's got all of his options open here. Is somebody going to draft him? Do you draft him just because if you draft him, then maybe you get LeBron? How high do you draft him? I don't think he has that. Remember when that first mock draft came out? And I was like, hold on here. They had him as, you know, first round, you know, draft pick. And I go, I don't think so. You should watch. He's got players on his team who are better than him. But, yes, he's LeBron James' son. But all of his options are open. All right, we'll take a break. By the way, Seton, poll question. Do you want to update that? From the first couple of hours, and what are we going to go with in the final hour here of the program?
Yeah, we got a few working here. Right. Would you start your NBA team with LeBron James or Magic Johnson?
I threw that out there.
Yeah, Paul threw that one out there. That was based off of an earlier discussion.
I think that's a fair topic.
Want to guess?
I'm going to say people take Magic.
By how much?
66% of the people responding would take Magic.
0.2%. 0.2. Right now it's 50.2 to 49.8.
Wow.
Magic barely over LeBron.
Okay.
That to me is really interesting. If you could only watch one, March Madness or the Super Bowl, this is also a Paulie question. 53% have the Super Bowl. And then really for the story of the day, the final fork. Your choices are Nashville hot chicken, French dip, grilled cheese, chicken parm. You want to guess? This is very close. It's very close. French dip, barely beating out a Nashville hot chicken. Okay. Last place is a grilled cheese. Disrespect.
Well, see, the problem with a grilled cheese, you got to have tomato soup with it.
But it's grilled cheese, by the way, has 20% of the vote.
I like
so
that.
It's very, very close, all right. Of it. We're about to put up the NIT bracket.
Okay. The National Indigestion Tournament.
Correct.
These are the sandwiches that lost out.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break. We got phone calls coming up. I do have an update on March Madness and the women not being able to use that until this year. Had a source who sent me an email here about that topic. We'll have that for you coming up after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We're lucky to be alive. We survived an earthquake about an hour ago. Thoughts and prayers, thank you. But we're okay. We didn't know if the man cave was coming down, but it was loud. It was like a helicopter was landing on the roof here. But I think it's about a 4.7 magnitude, which is not, like, that's not scary. Scary gets when it gets to 6, I believe. But Paulie's become the earthquake expert as it rocked the eastern seaboard. Who called you during the commercial break?
Dan, other people have heard of our tales of triumph over this situation.
Yeah. Really, it's survival.
That's right.
Yeah.
ABC News, Network News, a bigwig producer just called to ask if they could have our video and a statement on what happened. Not kidding. ABC Network News called. Big time producer.
Okay.
And they said they would love the video. And
yeah, we have it. The Danettes running out of the man cave.
I told him you're too shook up right now to talk on air.
Yeah, I can't.
To give you a little time.
Of course.
But, yep. Okay, so our ceiling here is an exposed ceiling and has this really big studio lighting grid. And it started shaking. And the noise, like you said, sounded like something was landing on our roof.
Yeah. Yeah, we did it, though. We survived. Is everybody
together.
Okay? Yeah, of course. You four survived together. I was alone with all of my friends over here, not realizing what happened. Because sometimes these dump trucks go by, and it's like it shakes the building. And I thought, golly, there might be a convoy there. And then I walk over, and I go, where are the Danettes? And I start looking around, and all of a sudden, they're all outside. And I said, what happened? And somebody said, an earthquake. Yes, Paul.
If, God forbid, our side of the glass got, you know, we didn't make it. Us four didn't make it. And you somehow survived.
Yeah.
The headline on CNN or ABC would be, Dan Patrick Show staffers killed in freak accident.
But Dan is okay.
Yeah.
Patrick survives earthquake, not so much for his Danettes.
I don't think we're referred to as at all. I think it would just be Dan survives earthquake.
I think third paragraph.
Yeah, you guys are going to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. If you perish in the man cave and we have it on camera,
should have a quote prepared just in case you're too sick.
There were four casualties. Now look at the weather.
But that Caitlin Clark, she sure is.
Yeah.
Up next.
Yeah.
Buried the story on a Friday, huh?
Yeah.
WrestleMania's in town.
Yeah. Friday and or Saturday and Sunday. WrestleMania 40. Cody Rhodes versus The Rock and Roman Reigns.
Think how much that UConn magazine would be worth, though.
Oh, Marvin.
Last issue.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a run.
Yeah. I got mine autographed, so it's going to be worth a lot of money.
$18.
The feature on Marvin Prince in there.
Imagine how they identify Marvin by his hands.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Fritzy.
That's not necessary.
Yeah, well, I'll let the family know. That's definitely him.
Yeah.
Man. I hypothetically perished. Making fun of my hands.
Yeah.
Last chance.
Last great joke.
Yeah.
Making fun of your hands.
Yeah.
That'd be, I'm in the rubble going, Marvin, your small hands.
Marvin, give me your hand.
I am giving you my
hand. Oh, yeah. Oh.
One more shot.
On your gravesite, are you going to have your handprints on there?
Is it, oh, those are your sons? Oh, no, those are Marvin's. Oh, okay.
We did it, though. We survived. We're survivors is what we are. Right. We survived.
Pending aftershocks.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, Todd goes, you got to be careful of the aftershocks.
I was Debbie Downer.
If you would like to leave, you can.
I'll be okay.
No, but if
I know, but the ribs and the chili and the mac and cheese chili thing with the cornbread, I'll stick around.
All right. If this was a Thursday, you might go.
I would be gone.
All right. But a meat Friday, you're going to stay.
Absolutely.
All right. How about a couple of phone calls, even though Todd goes, no more phone calls. Oh, by the way, we mentioned this, that this is the first year the women's basketball tournament has used the expression or slogan March Madness. I heard from a source who said that March Madness has always been available to the women's basketball championship. Those who directly oversaw the championship for years opted not to use March Madness because they believed it too closely associated their event with the men's basketball championship. They were encouraged to use March Madness. They would not do so because they wanted the women's championship to have its own identity. And that was challenged over several years. So that's from a source in the know, part of the whole process here with March Madness and the fact that the women could have used it but chose not to. All right. Alex in North Dakota. Hi, Alex. What's on your mind today?
6'2", 280. I want to comment earlier in the show when you were talking about college athletes, you know, with their grade point average, you know, 2.0, I think is the average. As a high school teacher and also a 9-man football coach, these kids, they go bare minimum for grades. So
I know
really
that.
Not really.
Yeah.
The student athlete is not a thing anymore, really. It's more about what can I do to get the bare minimum to make sure I can play.
Yeah. Nobody's surprised at that. Yeah, you're just trying to stay eligible, and the classes you take probably don't lead to a degree. It's just, if I'm staying 1 year, this is what I need to take. I get it. Jim in California. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Just calling a longtime A's fan, and they've been stringing us along for years about the new stadium, and that didn't fall through. Now they're leaving to Vegas, and they had no plan. Now they're going to Sacramento, and the owner's trolling us about Aaron Judge hitting home runs out of Sacramento. I mean, at what point does MLB step in?
They're not going to. I think they tried this. It felt like they wanted to get into Vegas. They wanted to get out of Oakland, and conveniently, Vegas presented an opportunity. It's like nobody went into, it was like an electrical fence was around Vegas when it came to sporting events. Then all of a sudden, the NBA has their summer league there. And then you get hockey in there. Then all of a sudden, now we're open for business. You're going to have an NBA team in there. Now you have a baseball team. Now you have a football team. That didn't take long because they realized everybody's looking for untapped resources and an opportunity before somebody else gets in there. And there'll be an expansion NBA team in there. I don't think they'll relocate. Feels like they'll add two more teams, hopefully Seattle, and then you'll have Las Vegas. Justin in California. Hey, Justin, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. Happy Friday. 510, 190.
Yep.
Thoughts and prayers for your guys' real shaker out there.
Thank you.
I know it's Meat Friday. Just wanted to ask if it was also Overreaction Friday with all the Ohtani coverage and the big earthquake reaction. Thanks.
All right. No, we just looked at the Dodgers situation with this. Not necessarily Ohtani, but there was a report on this that the woman who got the baseball separated from her husband or boyfriend and then negotiated, felt pressured. So we just followed up on it. It's a big topic of what she got or what she didn't get. And now we find out that was she pressured by security people and separated from her boyfriend or husband, wasn't allowed in the room when they were talking about this. Ohtani, through an interpreter, talked about exchanging a comment or something with the woman, which didn't happen, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt talking about that through an interpreter. So, yeah. Is it a big deal? Because it feels like it became a bigger deal than it should have. I think everybody would agree it's awkward. That this should be a wonderful moment, and it didn't turn out that way. Bridget in Connecticut. Hi, Bridget.
Well, hello, Dan Patrick. This is Bridget Prince. I am the mother of Dionette Marvin, originally known as Marvin Terrell Prince, born on April 13, 1984. And I want to shout him out and say happy birthday to him because you will be on vacation next week during his birthday.
Well, Bridget, are you going to talk to him on his birthday so that we didn't need to have a shout out on the show for his birthday?
You know, he has tickets to go see Michael Jackson on Broadway, the Michael Jackson play.
Oh.
And if UConn wins, I'm hoping to take his spot on Float 1B that Saturday. So we might miss each other.
Okay. All right. So how about we sing happy birthday to Marvin? Ready?
Happy birthday.
Yes, Paulie.
Mrs. Prince, first of all, honored to have you on. It seems like Marvin is really excited that you called in on national radio and TV to wish him happy birthday.
Dan, I'm Marvin's grandmother. I raised him, and I want to make sure that he knows that I love him, and he's been a good blessing to me and to our family, and I want him to enjoy himself on his birthday.
Well, that is wonderful.
Yay. All right,
so,
Grandma.
Mom and Grandma calling in to wish Marvin a happy birthday. Oh, that is wonderful. You look like you're so proud that they called in, Marvin.
No. In all seriousness, my grandmother she's a no-nonsense type of person.
Yes.
For the fact that she said she loved me.
Oh.
Yes. She's not one of those.
Are you getting emotional?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is that the first time your grandmother told you that she loved you?
Sober.
your grandma doesn't drink.
She does not. She does not.
I'm going to get you a couple little Kleenex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. How about that?
All right.
Bridget. Hey, when am I going to the barbecue?
Oh, I hung up on him.
Yeah.
Dang, you hung up on your mother and your grandmother, dude?
Yeah, both of them.
I'd like to come to the cookout.
All right.
Maybe this summer we could have a little cookout.
My grandma, you heard it.
Yeah. Wish my mom was still alive to call. My grandmother. That'd have been nice.
My mom just had her knee done.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she's been banged up.
Shout out to her.
Sorry, Jude.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Seton Hall winning the NIT. That's got to cheer up.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
My mom doesn't call me on my phone or the radio show on my birthday. Yeah.
Tilly in Bloomington. Hey, look who's back. It's Tilly in Bloomington. Hi, Till.
Hey. Well, I was excited to call, but now I got to follow up Marvin's mom and grandma. So those are either big shoes to fill or small mittens to fill. One of the two. I'm not sure which.
Dang.
6'3", 245, if I can start with that. Nice. Coming to you directly from the path of totality, Central, for the eclipse this Monday.
Ooh,
you know, we're one of the cities that's directly in the mix, going to get a big viewing, you know, lots of parties going on, things like that. But I was just thinking about a couple things. You know, like based on one of your calls earlier, I can't wait for, you know, the talks 5 to 10 years from now about the best sports-related Emmy-winning show out there. And when someone says, man, if you had only seen, have you seen the Dan Patrick Show? Did you see it? And I can talk about how the archives were out there and things like that. That'd be awesome.
Thank you, Tilly. Yes. We had a caller, Andrew in Santa Monica, asking if I had ever seen Magic Johnson play. Yes, I'm old enough to have seen Magic Johnson play. I'm looking outside. You are looking live, and I got the fire burning outside. We have the Traegers fired up.
So funny.
And so we got ribs out there. We got mac and cheese, cornbread. How about I shut up, and we go out there and have a feast. We're back after this. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store for Monday after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Once again, all the well-wishers, people checking on us to see if we're okay after the earthquake that rocked the eastern seaboard and the man cave here. But the man cave held up, and very proud of that. But you know what? A lot of people checking on us. A lot of people that I've known for years. Some I don't even know, just reaching out and saying, I hope you're okay. Yes, Paul.
Some were referring to you as Danny Cronkite after staying on air through this.
Yes. Yeah,
massive incident.
Now, I was not going to go off the air.
No.
I was going to stay throughout. And the Danettes were not. They were out the door. They were out in the parking lot.
Immediately. I don't know that I've moved that fast in, man, it's been a while.
I pulled a hamstring.
Yeah. Todd even moved quickly.
A little bit. For me.
Yeah.
So can we say you hosted Epicenter today? Is that possible? What do you think?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bloop.
All right, I'm going to give you a bloop. I'm in a very, very generous
mood. You really are. Yeah. For that one.
Yeah. Vacation Dan.
We're taking off next week. Now, this is to recover from the earthquake that we experienced. It's going to take some time, but
please respect our privacy.
We're going to be off next week and back and better than ever after that.
Get up.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Marvin before his birthday, April 13th.
Yay. Yay. 40 next Saturday. Woo.
Yeah. And your mom and your grandma called in. Very, very sweet.
Whew. I like them. I like them very much.
Yeah.
That's good.
And that your grandma never told you that she loved you, and she just did.
No, that's really not her thing.
No. I mean, I could tell. Very emotional.
It's like, Marvin, you got straight A's. You're supposed to get straight A's, Marvin. That's why I sent you to school, dummy.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
No, tough love. But look at the man that they made you into.
Yeah, it worked out.
Did it?
DP, I'm sitting. I know you, and you know me.
Yeah.
Yes, it worked. Yes, things worked out.
Good.
Good. Well done, Mark. Good.
National TV and radio cover of magazines?
Yeah.
Earthquake survivor?
Yeah. Earthquake survivor.
Yes.
Yeah. Emmy Award winner? Question mark?
Those are coming out soon.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Oh,
next
gosh.
Tuesday. Those are coming out soon. Could be good. It could be. I'm not preparing for us to be nominated.
You're not.
And
yeah,
I don't.
I'm not either.
Nobody has to text me. If I don't hear from somebody, I'll just assume we did not get nominated again. Well, no, we've been nominated quite a few times. I think we had a 4 or 5 year run.
Yeah, we had a nice streak going until last year.
Yeah, we had 5 years in a row we were nominated for a Sports Emmy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Final results of the poll question. This day in sports history. Some phone calls in here as well. Okay. More confidence in the UConn men winning or South Carolina women winning the championship? I don't mean to drop that on you with, 10 minutes to go in the show. You more confident in South Carolina women's team or the UConn men's team winning it all, Todd?
I'm going to go South Carolina women.
All right, Seton?
UConn.
All right, Marvin?
UConn.
All right, well, you have to say that. Seton or Paulie?
UConn men win it, Iowa women win it.
Okay. All right. I would say South Carolina. I have Purdue beating Connecticut in the celebrity bracket challenge.
What?
I think. Yeah.
So does Jim Boeheim.
Yeah, I know. That's why I can't win it.
He wins the whole thing if Purdue beats UConn.
I just want to be respectable because we started down pretty low, Seton and I, and just trying to rise up out of the ashes. And maybe it's a sign after the earthquake.
Yeah, I thought you were down bottom with me.
I was, but not anymore.
Started.
I'm a winner.
Yeah.
I'm a winner. All right, this day in sports history, Paul.
Just got a couple. Let's see here. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1984 broke Will Chamberlain's scoring record, 31,419.
That was in Las Vegas.
Yep. And this is a good one. In 1999, Barry Bonds was walked intentionally for the 270th time in his career. That made it, he passed Hank Aaron for that record. He played another 9 seasons after that.
Well,
he was walked intentionally. Oh my God. I don't even know how to get to it. I think 688 times. It's the most unbreakable record in all of sports.
Let me see. Oral Hershiser's streak of 59 consecutive scoreless innings came to an end. And 2016 UConn, the women won their 4th national championship in a row, beating Syracuse. Bob in Montana's back. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, DP.
Hey,
first,
Bob.
Early happy birthday to Marvin. Good job there, Marvin. Welcome to the 40 Club almost. But hey, my story's a little dated. I actually graduated from Oakland University there in Rochester, Michigan back in 1988. I went to school there all 4 years. In my junior year, 1986, our intramural basketball team won in double overtime the championship against the team made up of all the fifth-year seniors who didn't graduate that year. So it was quite a big accomplishment, and I would be willing to donate my 1986 championship jersey to be hung up in the man cave if you want it on indefinite loan for the next 4 years. Maybe put it right next to Ryan Leaf's jersey.
I think we're going to hold off on that, Bob. But I do appreciate the offer. I mean, you know, we'll take that under advisement. You know, we're running out of space in here. But thank you, Bob. Ben in Birmingham. Hi, Ben. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I've got a pie-in-the-face bet for Marvin for the UConn-Alabama game this weekend.
Oh.
If Bama wins, Marvin's got to take four pies in the face while wearing his UConn jersey. So all four of you in the studio hit him with a pie. If UConn wins, I will give Marvin two Alabama football tickets and take him out for barbecue in Tuscaloosa.
Well, how about that, Marvin?
Ooh, that's a good one. You know what? How about two pies in no jersey? I'm not messing up my Rip Hamilton jersey.
Oh.
Jersey. Four pies for the final four. No jersey.
Okay. Okay. Four pies, no jersey, Marvin. Oh, come on. You're favored by 11 and a half. You're going to beat Alabama.
I know. I'm just wondering by how much. Yes, I'll take the bet.
Okay. That's all. That's all it is. It's straight up. It's not points. Yeah. All right, Ben. You got a bet. Marvin.
Here we go. Roll Tide.
All right. Yeah. How about that? Nobody's giving Alabama a shot here. All right.
That makes me nervous.
That's yes.
Hey, do you want to get to the Final Fork real quick?
Yeah.
Since we did it all week, the big winners from this week: Nashville hot chicken, French dip, grilled cheese, chicken parm. Last place with 20% of the vote is grilled cheese, followed by chicken parm. That means you're Nashville hot chicken coming in second. French dip is the winner.
Wow.
Best sandwich.
Congratulations.
French finally wins.
And then in the NIT, from worst to first was fish sandwich, shrimp po' boy, Cubano. Congratulations, Ruben. You are the best of the losers.
Okay.
Okay, Ruben. Way to be, Ruben.
National Indigestion Tournament, the NIT, and we have our winner. I'm going to say Iowa at the buzzer. Really? Caitlin Clark, a three at the buzzer. How about that? Iowa wins by three. And UConn will be in the finals. Purdue will be in the finals. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
We survived an earthquake that nearly hit 5 on the Richter scale. Meat Friday is saved for all.
Seton O'Connor.
We actually had an earthquake.
Yes, we did. Had an earthquake. And ABC News has asked for the footage of Inside the Man Cave when said earthquake rocked us. Yes, Marvin.
You saw Magic Johnson play.
I did.
How old are you?
Yeah. not as old as Bob Ryan or Hubie Brown.
Unnecessary shot at Hubie Brown.
Or Andrew in Santa Monica.
Paulie, what'd you learn?
Will there be a movie about our survival story today? Who knows?
Wow.
Like those miners? Who knows?
Yeah. What did I learn, Todd?
The Pistons would be favored by 45 against UConn right now.
Try Meguiar's new hybrid ceramic wash and wax in a bucket or foam cannon. Boost protection with extreme water beating technology the next time you wash your car or truck. Meguiar's, reflect your passion. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We're off next week. We'll come back better than ever after that. Have a great weekend, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.